You want a car that gets the job done? You want a car that's hassle-free? You want a car that literally no one will ever compliment you on? Well, look no further. The 1999 Toyota Corolla. Let's talk about features. Bluetooth? Nope. Sunroof? Nope. Fancy wheels? Nope. Rearview camera? Nope. But it's got a transparent rear window and you have a fucking neck that can turn. Let me tell you a story. One day my Corolla started making a strange sound. I didn't give a shit and ignored it. It went away. The end. You could take the engine out of this car, drop it off the Golden Gate Bridge, fish it out of the water 1,000 years later, put it in the trunk of the car, fill up the gas tank with Nutella, turn the key, and this puppy would fucking start right up. This car will outlive you. It will outlive your children. Things this car is old enough to do. Vote? Yes. Consent to sex? Yes. Rent a car? It is a car. This car's got history. It's seen some shit. People have done straight things in this car. People have done gay things in this car. It's not gonna judge you like a fucking Volkswagen would. Interesting facts. This car's exterior color is gray, but its interior color is gray. In the owner's manual, oil is listed as optional. When this car was unveiled at the 1998 Detroit Auto Show, it caused all 2,000 attendees to spontaneously yawn. The resulting abrupt change in air pressure inside the building caused a partial collapse of the roof. 4 people died. The event is chronicled in the documentary Bored to Death, the story of the 1999 Toyota Corolla. You want to know more? Great, I had my car fill out a Facebook survey. Favorite food? Spaghetti. Favorite TV show? ALF. Favorite band? Tie between Bush and the Gin Blossoms. This car is as practical as a Roth IRA. It's as middle of the road as your grandpa during his last Silver Alert. It's as utilitarian as a member of a church whose scripture is based entirely on water bills. When I ran the Carfax for this car, I got a single piece of paper that said, "It's a Corolla, it's fine." Let's face the facts. This car isn't going to win any beauty contests, but neither are you. Stop lying to yourself and stop lying to your wife. This isn't the car you want, it's the car you deserve. The fucking 1999 Toyota Corolla.